Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. It's official. Salt Lake City is on the map for vegan dining. The current issue of Veg News has anointed Utah's capital as the next great vegan city. And joining me now to talk about why veganism is resonating with so many Utahns, Ian Brandt. He is chef and owner of Elevated Cuisine Group, which includes Cafe Supernatural, Sage's Cafe, Vertical Diner, and Cali's Natural Foods. He joins us by phone. And Ian, thanks very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Also with us, Omar Abu Ismail. He is the owner of Omar's Rawtopia, Salt Lake's only raw food bar. And Omar is in studio. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
And Amanda Rock. She writes the local vegan food blog, Amanda Eats Salt Lake City. And Amanda, thanks to you as well.
Oh, thank you.
If you're a vegan, tell us why. And where is your favorite vegan eatery here in Utah? 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Omar, I want to start with you. Why did you go vegan?
I went vegan because I felt better. The environment is sort of struggling right now with the amount of animal farming, and also a lot of, it's not just vegan for me, it was more like organic and vegan, just because I feel like the environment, like my actions, like with what I eat, influences the environment. And therefore, I started experimenting and eating no animal product, and I felt really incredible, like in my body. And then I studied further into physiology and noticed how our intestinal tract is like 12 times our length. So all mammals that are herbivores basically eat herbs. Mammals that are herbivores have very long intestinal tracts, just like humans. And therefore, just that correlation allowed me to see that when we eat a lot of herbivorous food, then basically our stomach and intestinal tract acts a lot better compared to when you eat animal product, because you have such a long intestinal tract, and so stuff stays in there and ferments and gets really ugly.
So it was a physical...
It's like the flow, yeah. The
physical,
flow of,
ethical, moral decision.
Exactly, absolutely.
Okay. Ian Brandt, what got you on the vegan path?
Well, I think it was going into having a child, and I was working towards eating vegetarian for many years, and then when I had my son, Sage, who I named the restaurant after, Sage's Cafe is named after my son, when we were pregnant, we just kind of thought that the correlation of nursing a child, and we were already vegetarian, the idea of nursing a child came up. That was one of the practices that we wanted to be part of, was nursing, and it just didn't make sense that we were taking milk from a cow that was separated from its young, and it just, I mean, that's, it's just that whole correlation. Kind of like what Omar said, there's just some very simple animal-related issues that just don't make sense the way we choose to live. And I'm a strong believer that I think food is addictive, and it's also what kind of puts us into this natural world that, you know, addiction actually is part of the earth's rhythm of kind of keeping population under control in some ways. Mm-hmm. But then there's also, I don't know, but yeah, basically food being addictive, I just think that there's a lot of misconceptions as to what is healthy. And like what Omar said in terms of eating herbivorous foods is, you know, when you study back at our past, even in the American farm at the turn of the century, you know, what meat wasn't as readily available as it is now. It's very subsidized now. The American farm 100 years ago, a farm table, for dinner was probably a combination of, you know, potatoes, maybe a small amount of meat, but I think that, you would see a lot more of the vegetables being served as a larger portion of the plate. I think we've gotten a lot further out from our natural world, and through the exploration of eating healthy,
sure,
has led me to want to eat a vegan diet.
Ian mentioned that vegetarianism has caught on many, many years ago. Amanda Rock, can you define for us what veganism is? How is it different from vegetarianism?
Well, vegetarianism is basically what you eat and what you don't eat. Veganism, it's a lifestyle. It's abstaining from any animal products like leather or wool or even pearls, just staying away from anything that could affect an animal's life.
Okay. In the beginning, I mean, did you start out as a vegan, Amanda Rock?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Nobody starts out as a vegan. I went vegetarian, and for many years I was a vegetarian. For a couple years, I was a sushi-eating vegan, with air quotes.
Okay. What does that mean? You indulged in sushi and fish.
Yeah, I just...
But nothing else.
Nothing else. And now I think that's so ridiculous and hilarious. But no, it's a journey. It's a vegan journey. You do a little at a time when you can, and you eventually understand what your choices are, how they affect other living things. And now I'm a vegan today.
Amanda Rock, she writes the local vegan food blog Amanda Eats SLC. Also with us in studio, Omar Abu Ismail, who is the owner of Omar's Rawtopia, and joining us by phone, Ian Brandt with Sage's Cafe, Vertical Diner, Cali's Natural Foods, and Cafe Supernatural. If you'd like to join us, tell us about your vegan journey. 801-355-TALK is the number, 801-355-8255. I mentioned that Veg News is calling Salt Lake City the next great vegan city. Amanda Rock, why do you think more Utahns are embracing this way of life, this way of eating?
You know, Omar and I were talking about that before, and it's because of people like Omar and Ian. We have so many things to eat. The selection is just unreal, and there's so many places I haven't eaten yet. I think that at Salt Lake, we're just progressive. We're just progressive, and we're compassionate, and we're open to new ideas.
Omar, what do you think?
I think this is a health-conscious state. I mean, I see a lot of people running and exercising. Even in the LDS religion, because it's mostly Mormons here, you have in the Word of Wisdom, you have a saying that says, eat meat only during famine. So basically, even like the president of the LDS Church also in the website. The past president said in the website that all Utahns should grow a garden in their backyard. I mean, I think that Utah we're very family oriented here, and we love being healthy and feeling good. And when people are getting sick all the time, the one solution is either go to a doctor and take some pills, or start changing your diet and eating a healthier diet to nourish your body and your cells in your body so that you're functioning at an optimum level. And when you experience that, eating healthy and then working out, it's like you basically experience the high of being human being.
Ian Brandt, what are your thoughts on why Salt Lake City has been given this designation as the next great vegan city?
Well, I think that Amanda's right. There's lots of vegan options here. I mean, I even went to, I like to go to different restaurants that offer vegan options to see kind of what they offer, and went to a place called Sushi Groove last night. Pretty amazing, actually. The amount of vegan options at that sushi restaurant is really affordable pricing. It's just like places like that, they may not, I don't know how successful they are with selling vegan options. They might be, but I think that there's a lot of places that want to serve the public, and so maybe it goes back to that whole idea of community, family. I think that there is a desire to serve the public and engage in community and an enjoyable community experience. What's driven me to try to push community further ahead is businesses like KCBW, KRCL, KUER, organizations like that that kind of embrace our culture here, our unique urban culture that's kind of really being created as we speak. A lot of people say that Salt Lake City is kind of like a mini Portland. It's definitely becoming a hip place to be, and I think part of that is the arts, and part of that is serving unique food. And I think that food now, with the Food Network and some of these different food, food's become very popular in terms of arts and culture. And I think that the vegan aspect of that is becoming integrated into that arts and culture model. And so I just think it's natural. It's happening all across the country, but Salt Lake City is, I think people are just putting themselves out there in a strong way.
Yeah, Ian, as a chef, how hard is it to cook vegan? I mean, you don't have any eggs, you don't have any milk. How difficult is that to come up with something very flavorful?
Oh, I think it's actually really easy. I think that all chefs would, most chefs would probably say that if they created a boundary to the style of culinary preparation that they have, they would find that that's a really good idea to control that kind of style of food preparation so that you can be creative within it. It's hard to pay attention to what you're doing as a chef if you have unlimited categories. And so to have a controlled position to say, I'm going to prepare food within this style of preparation, it actually provides you with a little bit more foundation to your artwork. Very similar to a painter that chooses to just paint with oil paint.
Oh, Omar, do you have anything to add to that? How difficult was it to not cook with eggs, with milk?
It's not at all. I mean, like, instead of using an egg, use half a banana to create some sort of the same texture. Instead of using dairy, you're using nut milks or seed milks, or it's just so simple to re-mimic dairy, but in using nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables. Breads, you can use sprouted nuts and seeds and sprouted grains, and you could basically puree them and dry them in a way that creates a loaf of bread. So it urges you to be very creative and use a lot of the fruits and vegetables to create different textures and different foods. It's really beautiful. It's an art, there's plenty of ways to make food without using eggs and without using meat and dairy. There's a lot to it.
We're speaking with Omar Abu Ismail, the owner of Omar's Rotopia, Ian Brandt with Sage's Cafe, Vertical Diner, and others, and Amanda Rock, a local food blogger. She specializes in vegan food. Amanda Eats SLC. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Let's go to the phones. Tom is with us. Tom, hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, go right ahead.
I hope I can take a little credit for encouraging Ian to set up the Sage way back in the beginning.
Okay.
I'm the vegan cowboy, and if you just punch that up on the web, you can see me and see the events, or learn the events that turned me from a livestock-based mentality and tradition in our family into a hardcore vegan.
Tom, very briefly, can you tell us why that transformation?
Well, 20 years ago, 21 years ago now, I laid on a steel table. I had worked in pathology. When I laid on that steel table with my own heart stopped and my own function stopped, I was technically flatlined. I'm asking the heavens what the heck I'd done wrong. And, and I teasingly told you yesterday, this is my own little created story, if you want to call it that. But as I faced the angels on the other side, and I asked them, why am I here laying on this steel table with no heartbeat and no breath? And they said, well, you already know, jackass. Excuse that expression. But the reason that I had that sense is I had worked in pathology, and I knew every disease I cultured in a lab was hosted or generally sourced from an animal. And every autoimmune disease that I worked on, or every other illness generally, was either caused by or exacerbated by the consumption of animals. I mean, I had arteries open, and I never saw them impacted with carrot juice. I saw them loaded up with the fats that were very clearly the fats of the animal kingdom.
Tom, thank you very much for sharing that. So it's a health issue. As you mentioned, Omar, it's a It's a moral issue. So if you are trying to become more healthy, what does the daily diet look like? You know, what is a balanced diet through the vegan lens? Amanda Rock?
You know, it's so easy. Like for breakfast, you can have, I don't know, you can have like cereal, soy milk, so easy. Oatmeal is awesome, loaded with like fruits and nuts. For lunch, you can do a burrito, beans, good tortilla, brown rice. It's so easy and it's so healthy and so cost effective.
Is it safe? Is it safe for children?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What about, you know, some of the fears of parents? Ian, you mentioned that when you had your baby, that was sort of a transitional time, a moment for you.
Well, it's weird. Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, with Tom, you know, Tom Rogers, you know, and he is a kind of a pioneer when it comes to veganism in Salt Lake City. It's interesting. When, you know, there's lots of controversial subjects, but one of the things that Tom caught my eye to in studying was immunizations and the relative nature to what you have in your kitchen, how the society lives with animals in our lives. And, you know, he's right on. Animals, I mean, the presence of animals in our life, livestock, it affects. If his idea is actually right on, if you have chicken, raw chicken in your kitchen, you have now contaminated your whole kitchen. That is where a lot of disease comes from. So if you just eliminate that from your own personal kitchen, now your sponge is safe. You know, they've done all these tests on sponges and how dirty they are. And so, you know, with children and immunizations or all these different issues of children being sick at a young age, my kids were really never sick, and they still aren't very sick. My son's an extreme skier. He's starting to enter into extreme skiing competitions. He's 13 years old. He's very healthy. His body weight is pretty much right onto his muscle weight. He can do things with his body that a lot of people can't.
Mm.
You know, been involved in Capoeira, and he can move his body around with little resistance, and I think that's because of diet.
Tom, thanks for the call. 801-355-8255. Our time is short, but I want to sneak in Michael from Salt Lake City. Michael, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment. I'm not a vegan, but you know, I consider Omar's restaurant among the best in Salt Lake, bar none. And, you know, anytime we can go, we go, and we love it. And it's
what do you
fantastic.
Like about it?
It's fantastic. It's just good food. I mean, I can't explain it. And, you know, just the flavors, you know, the textures, everything is so excellent. And, you know, I mean, also Omar is just such a nice guy every time you come in that, you know, it also makes it a very pleasant experience.
Michael, thanks for the call. We now have the next great vegan city as a designation. We have vegan bakeries, vegan food carts. What's next for veganism on along the Wasatch Front? Amanda Rock.
I think our options are endless. I would love to see a vegan food truck. I don't know. Just would like to see it. I think, I don't know. What do you have planned for us, Omar?
Omar, what's next?
Well, I say that I think a lot more different restaurants are going to be popping up serving vegan food. There is, I think, Augie's Raw Food. There is Raw Melissa. There are different people in Whole Foods teaching about raw food. There's like private chefs. There is a whole outreach in our community with a lot of people that are conscious and want to spread the wisdom of vegan food, and more than vegan food, a sustainable food. I'm more of a sustainable person than a vegan, but I have a vegan restaurant, but I believe in sustainability, and all the research from animal products that have been done from factory farms. And if you are local and support local things, I think it's about being healthy in our environment and sustainable.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. Omar Abu Ismail with Omar's Rawtopia, Ian Brandt with The Vertical Cafe, Sage's Cafe, and others. Amanda Rock with the food blog, Amanda Eats SLC. Thanks very much for your time, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.